This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Taking a look at our next story, obviously still taking a look at the incident that happened in Parliament earlier today. A Rumbau Member of Parliament, Khairi Jamaluddin, says he is, quote, still with AMNO, although he refused to join in the walkout staged by his fellow opposition members of Parliament on Monday morning.
Yeah, so he described the action as being disrespectful. He felt that it would shed more bad light on Barisan Nasional. He was one of, reports differ at this point. Two or three BN lawmakers to remain in the Dewan Rakyat. Like I said, he stayed because it was the right thing to do, he said.
That's right. So you had Khairi Jamaluddin, you had also former Foreign Minister Anifah Aman, as well as former Puteri UMNO Chief Datuk Mas Ermayati Samsudin. Of course, she's now an independent after leaving UMNO recently. Of course, she remained in the House.
Yep, and also another report saying Datuk Rosman Izli stayed in as well. So a couple of differing reports, and like Sharad said a little earlier, he was reporting from Parliament this morning, and a little bit difficult to discern exactly who was in and who was out, depending on your vantage point.
Yeah, and as mentioned, when it comes to the opposition, comprising of BN and PAS, they did not oppose the Speaker's appointment, but were protesting the House's alleged failure to adhere to its standing order for subsection 1 that essentially requires the Speaker nominee's names to be submitted 14 days before the appointment. So that's what you heard in a lot of the press clippings about, it's about the procedure of how things should be taking place.
That's right. So we're now crossing over to an UMNO member to get his take on what transpired today. On the line, we have Zaid Al-Baharudin. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today, Zaid Al. So what do you think of the walkout and also about Rimbau MP Khairi Jamaluddin for not joining them?
Well, to be fair, you know, this walkout thing is something that is often being used by Harapan MPs when they were in the opposition. So it's not really anything new. If you were to say that this tactic is unbecoming or never been done before, well, it's actually pretty normal. I guess they just want to point out that, look, we can do this as well and such. However, you know, in regards to why we're kind of not walking out, if you look at Twitter and also social media, the public reaction is very, very positive towards him. And I personally think that it was right for him and Anifah not to walk out, because we talk about this thing called Malaysia Baru, or New Dawn of Malaysia, right? I never did like the walking out when Harapan was doing it. And in fact, a lot of BN politicians were saying that this is childish and such and such. Now, if you want to be an opposition that really stands out from the previous one, and if you want to show to the people that you are a better opposition, maybe this walkout thing is not such a credible move to point that out. That's what my thought is. Well, you know, I think the public reaction throughout social media really highlights this thought.
Well, talk to us whether you think there'll be consequences for Khairi for not following the rest of the party members with regards to the walkout?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think this is a major disciplinary breach. I don't think there should be. It's just a small thing. It's not that he decided to jump ship or decided to switch allegiance to one. I don't think we should warrant that.
Right. So if you were in Khairi's shoes, then what would you have done?
Yeah, probably the same thing.
And will Khairi be able to change the culture of UMNO or perhaps even the opposition as a whole and help them become a good opposition?
I don't know. I hope so. If the UMNO leadership, the current leadership, is sensitive towards the public's reaction, then yes, you can directly see in how it is. But if they're not, then, you know, I don't know yet. We've got to wait until 3 years. So we'll see how. But based on public reaction, yeah, we should follow that step. And we know. Understandable. Now, everyone would say that you don't follow the parliamentary discipline. We've got to work as a team. And Harapan has done this before, this and that. Well, it's not necessarily we have to carbon copy of what Harapan did when they were there in the opposition. So, you know, if we could stand down and show to the people that we are the better opposition. For me, you know, walking out, if we have something worth fighting for, like really major, perhaps, yeah, maybe then show it. But I don't know, based on public reaction, I don't think the walkout is such a good move, I guess.
Right. What do you think, Zaid Al, UMNO members are actually expecting from their leaders who are sitting in Parliament?
Let's put it in the expectation of the general public, because, you know, in there, we want to win general elections in the future. I think they just expect us to be a very good opposition, opposition that is both eloquent, based on facts, you know, the one that is a gentleman, the one that's fair. They don't expect us to be the exact Harapan when they win the opposition. They expect us to be a better opposition than what Harapan was. You know, just as how people expect the Harapan to be a better government than Barisan Nasional, that's the Harapan want. Well, why don't you apply on the same concept, which is, you know, people are expecting BN to be a better opposition than Harapan want. I think if we live towards that mantra, I think we could do well next year. Again, depends on our MPs and also the leadership in all of the component parties now, whatever left of it, whether we are sensitive enough towards the public or are we happy in our own bubble. Hmm. Well, let's wait and see.
Well, Zainal, thank you very much for your thoughts. That was UMNO member Zainal Baharuddin. You know, today is the first sitting of Parliament since May 9th, since the 14th general elections. And it is really an opportunity to sort of to get to understand the entire process as well. And so call us and share your thoughts about what you think transpired today, about the walkout, about also some of the things that you're looking forward to when it comes to debates in Parliament.
Yeah, what do you think, what do you hope will be raised, perhaps?
Yeah, and some of the priorities, because we've already seen the discussion about the service and sales tax and perhaps how that bill might be pushed through in the next month or so. Tell us what you think you'd like to hear. Call us at 03-7710-9000. Stay tuned to the evening edition. Here's some music by John Mayer, New Light, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.